From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Bush is hailing Russia's signing of a ceasefire agreement with the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. He called on Russia to withdraw its troops immediately, and he cautioned Russia against trying to take over two breakaway regions that are at the heart of the conflict in Georgia. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The president said the international community is clear that South Ossetia and Abkhazia are part of Georgia, and he said Russia's decision to lay claim to them was a major issue in resolving the conflict. Speaking at his ranch in Crawford, Texas, he said there's no room for debate on this matter.
We will continue to stand behind Georgia's democracy. We'll continue to insist that Georgia's sovereignty and independence and territorial integrity be respected.
The president also said that Moscow's decision to sign a ceasefire agreement was a hopeful step. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
But Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov told reporters any withdrawal of troops will depend on what he called additional security measures being put in place, although he did not elaborate. And Lavrov added that Russian forces will stay in Georgia as long as they are needed. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer is in the key Georgian city that is occupied by Russian troops.
In the Georgian city of Gori, although food is scarce, people say they're surviving, that they have enough food to get by. The food is being handed out by the Russian forces occupying the city. It's a sort of gesture of goodwill, I guess, if you could call it that. But the Georgians are certainly grateful for that and anything they can get.
NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer in Gori, Georgia. Florida's governor has issued a disaster declaration as Tropical Storm Fay churns its way toward the state. Forecasters say could reach hurricane strength over the next day or so before reaching the Florida Keys. In Key West, Public Information Officer Becky Herron says it's time for people to start getting ready.
We need people to begin putting their hurricane plans in place and deciding what they're going to do individually, getting their supplies together, deciding if they're going to leave or if they're going to stay.
Herron says the entire island chain is vulnerable because it's basically at sea level. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is indicating that congressional Democrats may be willing to support some additional offshore oil drilling.
It will consider opening portions of the outer continental shelf for drilling with appropriate safeguards and without taxpayer subsidies to big oil.
But Pelosi in the Democrats' radio address said drilling is just part of the Democrats' plan for weaning the nation from dependence on foreign oil and for bringing down high gas prices.
Our plan will reduce the price at the pump within 10 days by releasing oil from the 700 million barrel federal stockpile.
The Bush administration, though, and Republican presidential candidate John McCain oppose using oil from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve to help put downward pressure on oil prices. This is NPR News from Washington. Firefighters are dropping retardant chemicals and digging containment lines around five wildfires sparked by a lightning storm in California's Los Padres National Forest. All of the blazes are burning out of control, but so far, no evacuations have been ordered. Canada is facing an embarrassing security breach after a sensitive government document was found on a street in Ottawa. More from Dan Karpinchuk.
The document, made up of 131 pages, was found on a rain-soaked street in a brown envelope. It was titled Nemesis, a classified database used by officers to track and prosecute polluters and environmental lawbreakers. It detailed a number of the system's failings and even described how the data could be attacked by industrial hackers, environmental activists, or organized crime. If someone were able to shut down or corrupt the system, officers might not be able to prosecute cases. One analyst says the document was labeled Protected B, meaning it was not top secret, but should still be handled with special care. A spokesperson for Environment Canada would not give details about how the document ended up on the street, but said the department will look into the incident. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Mega swimmer Michael Phelps goes after a record-breaking eighth gold medal at the Beijing Olympics tonight as he swims in the 4x100-meter medley relay. Also today, 41-year-old American swimmer Dara Torres, competing in her fifth Olympics, will go for gold in the 50-meter freestyle event. In other action, the U.S. men's basketball team remained undefeated, trouncing world champion Spain. Venus and Serena Williams have clinched at least a silver medal in doubles tennis. And in men's water polo, the U.S. upset world champion Croatia. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.